Hey guys, I'm Sandy.
And I'm Christy.
And we're a little bit dead. Oh, I need to open mine.
That was a beautiful sound.
Oh, yours was better.
I have a random day off today.
I know. We are posted up in my guest bedroom, like, laid up on the bed.
I love it.
Oh, in the middle of the day on a Tuesday.
That is so wild. On a Tuesday.
Yeah, Tuesday. So, what have you been up to?
Oh, well, since the week just started.
Drinking beer. Yeah,
living it up. On a Tuesday. It feels weird to me.
It is odd. It's different. Yeah, I have a day off work, too, so.
I'm pretty sure the last time I cracked a beer open before noon was while I was on my cruise. Pretty sure. Oh.
I cracked a beer open before noon, you know.
Well,
it depends on what's going on. I don't do it all the time, but.
Girl, there's times that I have so many customers coming through the store. I could not ever be intoxicated while I was at work. Yeah. Could never happen. Yeah. You have to have your brains and wits about you because, well, okay, let me take that part back because I absolutely do not have my brains and wits. Sometimes I have menopause brain, and I have to stop and think, like, wait, what am I doing? You know, what is their name? Like, I see them every day, and I know them. Like, if some random person said, hey, who's that? I could probably tell you. Yeah. But if they walk in the door, and I'm needing to pull a tanning card, I could not tell you a single dang thing.
No, I just go, hey, girl, how are you?
I just tell people, I'm so sorry, give me your last name. I got menopause brain today. It just will not retrieve. Yeah. But, like, I could not be... Maybe I should try that one. No, I'm just kidding. I wouldn't do it. But I was just thinking, you know, maybe it would work better if I had something slowing all the voices in my head that are going off at once.
The only time I've ever really, like, drank at work was, like, it's usually on Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When we were just so stupid busy, but, like, not before noon. Mm. But, yeah. As the day goes on, I'm like, oh, I need another glass of wine about this.
Yeah. Oh, I do love a good glass of wine. And, you know, I have wonderful friends that also love to drink wine sometimes, but it's hard for me to find somebody that likes the exact same kind of wine that I like.
What kind of wine do you like?
I like my wine to be not too sweet. Okay. I don't like sweet.
I don't either.
If it's too sweet, like, I might like the flavor of it, but, like, one glass and I'm done because it turns into ick for me.
Yeah.
I like a wine that is more semi-dry.
Mm-hmm. Same.
It doesn't have to be super dry. I love Pinot Grigio.
I like a Pinot Noir.
I like an off-dry Blanc du Bois.
I don't know that I've ever had that.
Oh, girl. Enoch Stomp has a wonderful Blanc du Bois. Off dry. That one is my favorite, and my favorite part about that is when my husband goes to the bartender and tries to order it for me, because he says, my wife wants a glass of blah, blah, blah. And the bartender says, coming right up, and he says, off dry. Because I always have to tell him, make sure to say off dry.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. We need a winery night.
I think so too.
We need, like, a dress-up fancy
girl, I still recommend that we do that once this weather starts cooling, though.
Yes, for sure.
I love going to, like, Enoch's. They have the indoor restaurant. It's so nice. It's beautiful out there. But I really like to sit outside.
Yeah, I like to sit outside.
I like to look at the vineyard.
But sometimes it's too hot.
It's too hot right now.
But I don't also like to go when it's cold.
Unless I'm right by the fire.
Yeah.
They've got a beautiful fire pit there.
Los Pinos used to provide blankets. They don't anymore, but you can take your own blanket. But yeah, they used to provide blankets.
Wine will warm me up so much.
Yeah.
That I prefer it in cooler weather because I get hot too easy.
Speaking of wine, one of my favorite wines at Los Pinos is their Angel Wings. Where it's got a bourbon-y flavor. But it's one of those that's kind of sweet. And so, like,
oh, do they put it in the barrels?
The bourbon barrels.
Yes.
And so, like, a glass, and I'm good. And then I want something else.
Right.
And it's,
see, that's why I like to go to places like that, because you can try it. But even though I might like it, that doesn't mean I want to drink a whole bottle of it like it. You know? Okay, can I tell you something that, and this is just a, I'm so sorry. I didn't even realize it was doing that. I got so used to the buzzing that I just tuned it out, I think. See, that's where you and I are so different, because you are so sensitive to the sounds and things like that. And I'm sensitive to my feelings.
God bless America, Christy.
An observation. Finally. Yeah. Oh, I finally went down that rabbit hole about Ed Gein.
Yes, you're welcome. How was that?
Yes, oh God. crazy.
Yeah, that was a... like, it's real different.
Yeah, no, this man was responsible for some crazy stuff. And like at the time it happened, nobody had ever even heard the word serial killer before.
Yeah, no.
Because that phrase got coined after this. But this man, like, he was responsible for being the person behind all these horror stories that we grew up watching these movies and reading these books. Like
House of a Thousand Corpses.
Yeah, Silence of the Lambs.
What was the other one? Psycho.
Psycho. There's another one. Gosh, what was that called? I cannot remember. But anyway, like, he is like a lot of horror-based movies. Like, he is the theme behind the nightmares.
Yeah,
like, it's crazy.
Yeah. It's wild. Yeah, there was only like two murders that he was like for sure did, but it was probably a lot more.
Yeah, they suspected many more besides just
he was
two.
Like digging up corpses and skinning them.
I know, and then he was making furniture out of it. I can't remember, was it a pillow or something? They found something that was made out of nipples.
It was belt. That was the nipple belt.
Like, he was looking in the newspaper and finding out when somebody was freshly buried.
Yeah, he did.
And then he was digging up these corpses and doing stuff, mutilating. And, like, he said that he didn't do any naughty with them, but I mean,
ew. He probably did, though.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. He had some weird.
And some of the police officers thought that he had that kind of relationship with his mother, too. I don't know, but she was very, like, religious it was weird.
Women are nasty, and they're not for you.
Oh, yeah, she had him so messed up in the head.
Yeah, it was a lot. So you're welcome for that.
Oh, yeah, and, the people at the hospital, like, everybody was saying, like, you know, you think somebody that would do something like this, they've got to be a horrible human being. But then the hospital staff were talking about what a nice guy he is, and he was just such a sweet man.
So sweet and so precious, like, and so soft-spoken, and just wouldn't hurt a fly.
Yeah, but he didn't look like he would if you looked at pictures of him.
People let him babysit their children.
Yeah, he did. Oh my God.
Yeah.
You just never know.
Yeah, you don't ever know.
Start reading the things that other people were saying. They believed he was in love with his mother in that kind of way. Not like a child loves their mother, but that he was in love with her.
So do you want to get into our topic for today?
I do, because I don't even know what the topic is. So
yeah, Christy and I have agreed that we are not going to discuss our topics ahead of time. Because I had a hard time last week reacting, because we had talked about it a little bit ahead of time,
and it was only for like a second that we talked about it.
Yeah, I know,
it was enough to get your juices going already.
Yeah, I was already like having feelings, and then I couldn't say what I wanted to say, and so I was like, let's just not talk about anymore. So a few weeks ago, so you know how I told you to watch We Were Liars?
Yes.
And that was such a good show.
And I did not watch it yet because it's on my to-be watch list.
You did.
We Were Liars. Yes, yeah, I did watch, that, watch one. That one. Oh, yeah. That's the one I said fuck you about.
you did say fuck you about it. Okay. So I saw a TikTok and it was like, if you liked We Were Liars, then you'll like these other shows. And I was like, okay, cool. And so I like screenshotted like all the different shows that I was going to like because I liked We Were Liars.
Right.
One of them is called One of Us is Lying. And
that's the one that you told me that I might like the show.
Yeah. At first, when I first started watching it, I called you and I was like, Christy, you've got to watch this show. It's so good. It's like the perfect combination between Pretty Little Liars and Gossip Girl.
See, and I watched every episode of both of those.
Two of my very favorite shows, okay?
Got a secret and you keep it.
Yeah. And so I was like binging this show and it was so good. And then the second season. And it got... I bought the book series. It's three books. The first book is One of Us is Lying. The second book is One of Us is Next. And the third book is One of Us is Back. And the author is Karen McManus. She's written a lot. She's a young adult author, which I don't know if you know this about me, Christy, but I'm a sucker for some teenage angsty.
Yeah.
Books and TV.
I like some of that too.
Yeah. And so
sometimes it's a little.
Yeah. I mean, well, sometimes, but I'm telling you, I've read some of her stuff before and she's good. And I was so disappointed in that TV show. And so I was like, I'm going to read these books and I'm going to see, because one of the things that was such a huge part of the television series was the sexual relationships of children. These kids, okay.
I'm sorry, I got a mouthful of beer. Wait, what?
I kind of sprung that on you.
Okay. Yeah.
So, in the book series, the original thing is a locked door mystery. You know what I'm talking about? Like, somebody dies in a locked room, and they got to figure out who did it.
Oh, it's like gotcha.
It's one of those. Okay, so there's this guy, his name is Simon, and he creates this website called About That. It's very Gossip Girl. It's very, like, high school tea, like, secret-y, you know, spilling everybody's
shit. I loved Bridgerton, too, because it was just spilling all the tea.
Yeah, it's like that. And so, there's four other kids, and they all get in trouble for having a phone in class. And they all get detention. Well, the phones weren't theirs, so they don't know how they got.
So somebody planted slipped a phone on them so that they would get detention.
So that they would get detention.
Oh, gotcha.
And so, so they're in this detention room together, and then outside, all of a sudden, there's this huge car crash. And so everybody runs to the window to see about this car crash, and the teacher says, "I'm going to go make sure everybody's okay, whatever." And so, so after the car crash, Simon was going to take a drink of water. He'd gotten a glass from, like, they had, like, a, you know, like the water spigot, the mountain, whatever, the water with the cups. He had gone over and taken a cup off the pile of cups and poured a glass of water and then went to drink it. And then then he starts having this, like, crazy allergic reaction. Yeah. And so everybody in the class knows that he's highly allergic to peanuts.
Okay, gotcha.
And so he's supposed to have an EpiPen, and he doesn't have it on him, and nobody can find it. And they send somebody to the nurse's office, and the nurse doesn't have any. And so there's, like, no EpiPens to be had anywhere, and he dies. And so one of the characters, his name's Cooper, he's a baseball player, he's a really good baseball player, and he's gay. In the TV show, it is a major plot point in the book, but it's not, you know how I told you before that I don't like to watch icky sex stuff on TV?
Yeah.
Like, it grosses me out. Also, like, I think we've become accustomed to, like, 25-year-olds playing teenagers on TV. And so we don't, like, associate it with, like, this is supposed to be, like, a...
Girl, I'm going to tell you, I'm not trying to cut in on you, but, you know, when I started looking at the life of Brooke Shields and how young she really was in real life, I remembered loving the movie The Blue Lagoon whenever I grew up.
That was
up.
One of my favorites.
She was a child.
She was a literal
and
child.
We were looking at her nude body, and, I mean, there was absolutely a sex scene. Now, it wasn't very, like, I mean, it wasn't like you turned on Pornography Channel, but it still was too dang intense. Like, we absolutely sexualized children.
Yeah. And so, in the book, it is a plot point that this one character is gay. In the TV series, it takes over.
Oh,
and gotcha. It is made to be this whole big thing of them sneaking around and like they're making out and they're kissing. Is Hollywood sexualizing teenage relationships?
That's the deal. Sex sells. I remember but when my kids were young, we would watch infomercials sometimes, and we were watching, I think it was like a QVC thing, and they were selling a Dooney and Burke purse, and they were talking about how sexy the purse was. Really? A purse is sexy? Please define what the hell you think that word means.
Yeah.
It's stupid.
Sex apparently doesn't sell because the second season, okay, so the first season is like based on the first book. Okay. The second book in the series is like a whole different group of kids. It's not even the same kids. So the main characters of the first book carry on through the whole series into the third book. But the second book is about all of some of the kids. So that first group graduates high school. They go off to college. They're doing their own stuff. They're coming back into town occasionally. The kids that are in the second book are adjacent to those kids. Like,
gotcha.
Some of them are a sister of one of the first main characters, or a friend, or
right. I gotcha.
Like, yeah, but in the so in the second book, it's kind of like a copycat situation where somebody else creates a website called Truth or Dare, and you have to, if you're picked, you have to pick Truth or Dare. If you pick Truth, one of your secrets is going to be revealed that this person knows about you. And if you pick Dare, then you have to do whatever they tell you to do. And then if you don't respond at all, he tells a secret of yours anyway. And so whoever's behind the game eventually goes, it's better if you just pick Dare. Well, somebody ends up dying because of a dare. And so it turns into this whole big thing. But, so...
Are they trying to figure out who the person is behind
it? They're trying to figure out who the copycat person is with the game.
Okay, because, so it is kind of like Gossip Girl in that
yeah,
way.
Yeah, it's very Gossip Girl, but also Pretty Little Liars. Well, in the second season of the TV show, this is why it got canceled, I think, is because... So, Janae was his best friend, Simon's best friend. So after the first book, she takes off. She never comes back. Ever. Mm. In the whole series. So everything that happens with her in season two, with all of the trans, all of that stuff, is not true to the book. Because she takes off. She's gone. That's the end of that. So they threw in a bunch of trans non-binary stuff.
Unnecessary things.
Unnecessarily, just to have it in there when you've already got a gay character. Like, let it be that.
So it's basically more important to be an agenda than a story.
Yes. So they made, instead of it being just a really great, incredible story, it's a mystery and it's interesting and exciting, they turned it into an agenda.
Ugh,
and
I hate
that's
that.
Why everybody quit watching it. Her and the main character, Maeve, begin a sexual relationship that, if you read the book, is not who Maeve is at all. At all, at all. But it turns into this whole, well, Janae's transgender and she's exploring her sexuality. And it turns into this whole big, stupid plot point. They're children.
Mm.
This is a series for children.
By the way, a teenager is a child. I'm going to throw that out there.
Yeah, these are like 16, 17-year-old children.
And I know that that will offend teenagers to say that, but here's the deal. Like, before the last 100 years or so, let's just go ahead and say 150 years, there was no such thing as teenagers. They didn't exist.
Yeah,
you were either a child or you were an adult. And our teenagers nowadays are not equipped to be adults.
No.
We've given them excuses why they don't have to be responsible for their behaviors because they're teenagers.
Yeah. Well,
that's something that we made up. So, yeah, if you're talking about people in their teens that do not have the capacity to make these decisions, frontal lobes not formed, whatever you want to say. Like, we do absolutely sexualize kids.
And, like,
so
when
much.
I was in school in the 80s and 90s, I went to school with a guy that was gay.
Yeah.
That's just who he was. He's that way, and I'm not. And it wasn't, no adult was coming to us and having these discussions. We didn't watch about it on TV. The first gay person on TV was Ellen, and look how that turned out. But, like, they made, this book series is so, like, all three books, you don't know what's going on until, like, the last 10 pages of the book.
Oh, I love that. I like that kind
of
story.
It's very twisty-turny. It's a young adult thing. It's not written for adults, but it's very well written. And I'm going to find a way to tag the author in this episode.
Good. Yeah.
It is so well written. It is so good. The story is so good.
Why do people who buy the rights to these books, they're best-selling books for a reason.
Yeah.
If they're already a best-selling book, that means that people love the storyline.
Yeah.
Why are you jacking with it?
And, like, they didn't even, oh, God. But anyway, that's what I was fired up about, is because I read this book series. It's a very easy read. It's not a lot of big words. It's like, it's just easy. And it's page turner. And so I read a 3-book series in one weekend.
Yeah.
I was watching my grandbaby this last weekend, and babies, you know, they just lay and sleep and play by themselves, and you know. So I made sure I spend a lot of time with her. But if she was playing by herself and happy, I was reading this book. And if she was asleep, I was reading a book. And so I got through the whole book series, and I'm telling you, it is one of the better series that I've read in a long time. Which, you know, I don't usually take a lot of time to read, but if I have time to read, I really like to read.
Yeah.
And but I was so upset by what Hollywood did to an excellent series.
Yeah, they are notorious for doing that.
They made the whole second season, that I did watch, by the way, even after I found out it was canceled because nobody wanted to watch it. It was canceled for low viewership.
Well, okay, so I loved the book series, The Summer I Turned Pretty. Mm-hmm. I really loved it. It was, it got to where it was very dramatic at certain parts, but for the most part, just a good story. I absolutely loved that. The Summer I Turned Pretty. Whenever they made the TV show about it, they had to start interjecting political agenda bullshit into it, mm-hmm. like pronouns and things like that, that had nothing to do with the book. And yeah. If I was the author of these stories,
yeah.
that, like I said, were best-selling novels, like, I would be pissed.
You know what I didn't read is at the end of all the books, there is a interview with the author. I didn't end up reading all that just because I didn't.
Well, a lot of times you just get excited to read what happens.
Yeah,
next.
Well, I wanted to finish the series, and I did mean to go back and read the interviews. I just didn't. I didn't do it. But it's a very good series. I'm gonna send this home with you because you will like it. It's well written. It's an easy read. And Hollywood 100% ruined it.
Mm-hmm.
And you interjected so much of your sexual agenda for children into it that people stopped watching it, and you didn't even get to make the third season.
Let me put my 2 cents worth in here on that subject. I don't care if there's a gay character.
No, I don't either.
I can still absolutely love that character.
Absolutely.
I can want to be their best friend, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, that does not bother me. What bothers me is when it's so obvious that somebody behind the cameras is putting their
yes.
political agenda into it. And I still go back to the fact that all these politicians that are acting like they're supporting mm-hmm. this and that don't mm-hmm. give two shits about it.
No. Okay, so it is very important to the plot that Cooper is gay. Because he's an all-star baseball player. He's going to go to... I mean, he could go to the major leagues directly out of high school. Like, that's how good this kid is at baseball.
And it's so sad, though, in real life, that I could see why that would be a major part of the story.
Yeah.
Because a lot of kids in that situation, they...
Well, it's important because, like, that's what he wants to do with his life. And he's really, really good and, like, all this stuff. And then he gets outed.
Yeah.
about that website, and it almost ruins his baseball career. Like, that is important to the plot.
Yeah.
Because that would give him motive for murder, right?
Right.
But all of the transgender and the lesbian stuff, the only other mention of anybody else in the entire series being gay is in the last book. One of the main characters shares a kiss with a girl at, like, in the middle of the last book. And it's one kiss, and it's, do I have feelings about this? Do I not have feelings about this? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
And then that's it. But, like, there's no, in the book series, there is, you know, like, the teenage, it takes it to a place where you know they're going to do it, but it doesn't talk about it. I mean, it's just like, he kissed me in my tingles or what. I mean, it's just, it's written for kids, you know?
Yeah.
It's written for teenagers. It's enough to make them go, oh, they're going to do it. I made Christy snort beer out of her nose. But it's not that, I mean, it's just not graphic.
Yeah.
And the TV show made it, like, graphic. Like, in the second season, between Janae and Maeve, they have this whole, like, grabbing one another that has nothing to do with the fucking story. And it's a good story.
They ruin it. They ruin it. It's frustrating. So many people, like, I am a big reader. I read every day.
Yeah, morning and night.
And okay, as much as I love to read, I've read many, many, many books. I've read so many books that I've actually caught myself reading a book, and I'm, like, halfway through the book and realizing, I've read this already. This story's already been done. But as much as that has happened, I've watched a lot of TV shows based off books.
Yeah.
I've watched a lot of movies that were based off books. Matter of fact, I like to look those up. And for the most part, it does not ruin it for me. But there are those times that, like, most of the time, you're going to acknowledge characters that never existed just so that they could put some kind of bullshit political agenda into it. It absolutely destroys the story. And why are we, as the consumers, because that's what we do, we consume books, we consume movies, we consume TV shows, why are we not throwing a fit about it?
Hey, listen, when I called you, I was like, I have a topic and I'm not going to talk to you about it right now because I'm so pissed. Like, this is what it was.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm going to find a way. I think, so, podcast is for us, okay? The podcast has always been for us to chronicle our friendship. But I'm fixing to start finding a way for us to have, like, a platform.
Yeah.
Because we have things to say, and a lot more people should hear it.
Yep. I mean, I've enjoyed the feedback from the ones who have enjoyed listening to it.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, we've gotten feedback. We've had listener emails. We've had unhinged people, you know, go, you dumbass Republican dipshits. You know, we've been called names, like, whatever.
I got called a whore for having a baby when I was a teenager.
Yeah, that did happen. But you know what? Shit happened.
Oh, my gosh.
But no, we're fixing to turn this into a platform for conservatism. I don't know.
You know, there's conservatives that would probably be offended by us.
Oh, my God. we're liberal conservatives. We are, and both of us have talked about that. But this book series, like, sent me into another orbit. I was so angry. I was angry for the writer.
Yeah.
She's a good writer. I've read some of her other books. Like, she's been around for a while.
Okay, but that's exactly how I felt for Colleen Hoover. Shout out, Colleen. Love her so much. And the way that she got pulled into that Blake Lively bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, it hurt me for her because, you know, that had to have hurt her career a little.
Oh, it had to have, yeah. Because she got dragged into drama.
But the good news is Verity's coming out soon.
I've not seen any of her movies.
Okay, but Verity is one that you need to have a movie date night with me over Verity because it's going to make you say, oh, did not know she wrote those kind of books. I'm telling you, it's not what
is
you're
it weird
thinking.
Sex stuff? Because I'm not going to watch that.
Well, okay, there was a scene in the book where there was, but it was not a graphic scene. Okay,
yeah.
So what are they going to do with the movie? I don't know, but Anne Hathaway is in it.
I love Anne Hathaway.
Like, it's a story that leans more towards the horror genre, kind of. Not horror, okay. Thriller. Thriller is the best way to put it. It's a thriller. And she is not known for being a thriller writer, but so funny, this book came out, and then during COVID, everybody, that was the number one best-selling read during COVID, was Verity. And before Verity, Colleen was known as a romance author.
So here's another thing, is that you, was it you that sent me the TikTok about all the books we read when we were entirely too young to read
yes.
them?
Yes.
Do you know what I read when I was 11 years old?
Huh.
It.
Okay, that is such a good book.
And there is a awful, horrible sex thing in that where Beverly, mm-hmm. the girl, has to have sex with all the boys in the group mm-hmm. to get them out of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
I was 11 years old and read about that.
You should not have been reading that.
I should not have been reading that.
I read Flowers in the Attic when I was about that age.
Girl,
I read it because I went to the library and I got it.
But I remember reading that when I was young.
I don't think that my mother thought those kind of books would be available at the public library. That was something she didn't want me to read. Well, I loved reading so much that I would go to the library and just check out whatever I wanted to. And she never censored what I read. Probably should have.
Well, my mom was like, one of the very first Stephen King books that she ever read was Night Shift. And her dumb ass read it when she was working night shift at a hospital uh-huh. in Texarkana. It scared shit out of her. And I don't know. She was way older before she ever read any Stephen King books again. But so when I borrowed that book from a girl at school, she was like, oh, that's going to be scary for you. You probably don't need to read that. And I was like, no, it's fine. Cassie said I could read it. And then it was graphic, awful, and weird sex stuff. I just was like, oh, I did not tell my mother
My
that.
Parenting fail. I was a very conservative, strict parent myself. And I had made the decision that I wanted to go back through the V.C. Andrews series, all of them, all over again. And so I had started reading them. I mean, and I read quick, so I went through all the books really quick. And my kids like to read also. They do. And my youngest daughter was asking about it. I ended up reading it out loud to her. She liked for me to read to her because I always did bedtime reading with my kids. And as they got older, sometimes I would just, we'd sit on the couch in the living room and I would read and they would just sit and listen.
Now, I did not read the bad parts in the book, okay? That got skipped. But still, you know, the fact that I read that to a child, I'm sure that that's not my worst parenting fail ever, but still, like...
God. Yeah, no, I'll let my kids read whatever.
Well, I mean, I would try to... Like, I wouldn't just let them watch a movie like that or whatever. But, I mean, there was interest, so I read the book. And I still, like, we did that a lot, like, reading out loud. Like, normal people would sit and watch TV together, but we would literally just sit and read. They would just sit on the couch and listen, and we'd read.
So yeah.
That was cool. Anyway.
That's fine. I always read to my kids. We read a lot of books. We just... I think all my kids are, like, avid readers. Like, they all love to read.
Yeah.
But I would read to my belly when I was pregnant. And my mom, like, we grew up in a household that reads a lot. So, but.
Well, you ready to go drink some more beer and get in the pool?
Fuck yes. Hell
yeah.
Yeah. Let's go.
Let's go.
Tell us about your favorite book series.
Oh, absolutely. I would love to hear about your... Who's your favorite serial killer?
Oh, yeah, that's a good one, too.
Doesn't that sound weird to ask who the favorite serial killer is?
No, it's not weird, because listen, I listen to My Favorite Murder.
There you go.
So, anyway, yeah, no, tell us your favorite book series that got ruined as a TV show.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Tell us who your favorite serial killer is and why. I require a 5-page book report on every topic that we give you.
No, actually, seriously, if there's something that you think we'd be interested in doing research on,
yeah
we'd love to hear about that.
Yeah, just send us your thoughts, ideas, prompts, you know, whatever makes you happy. Tell us you love us. We love to hear it.
email address is weirelittlebitdead@gmail.com.
That's weirelittlebitdead@gmail.com.
And we are going to go day drink and get in the pool. Bye.
Bye.